Ladies and I tell you what, yesterday's episode was a little politically incorrect. I fully admit that. I said some really bad words. I know I shouldn't be saying those and putting those out into public. So I just want to apologize to everyone for saying the word faggot, for saying the word nigger. I promise I'm not going to say the word faggot or nigger. Nigger and faggot will not come up at all on this podcast. I'm not someone who likes to say nigger or faggot, so I promise I won't be saying nigger or faggot or faggot or nigger faggot or any of that sort of stuff on this episode. So ladies and gentlemen and other people, there you go, that was very politically incorrect. I didn't say nigger. I didn't say faggot. All the feminists listening, I promise you, I really love faggots and I really love niggers and I'm very politically correct. I would never say anything politically incorrect like nigger or faggot. Ladies and gentlemen and other people, day 134, the Inner Winner Show. I've probably lost 3/4 of my audience right there. I'm kidding. You guys fucking love that politically incorrect bullshit that I say. What are we talking about today? We're going to talk about stop shoulding yourself. Stop using the word should. And I can frame this ironically as a joke. You should stop saying should. Hey. So this actually comes from something fairly profound that Imogen said to me. It would have been like a couple of, probably would have been a fucking year ago. I've had this one in the works. I have a lot of article ideas and podcast ideas written down that I kind of like eventually get to. And so I think she said this to me a year ago. She said, for context, we were talking about, I felt like I should write a particular article. There was an article in mind that I felt like I should do that. My audience will really want to hear that. I think that I should write that for them. But I didn't really feel like writing it. It was a particular article about porn addiction, how to overcome your porn addiction. And I had this notion of like, I should hurry up and write this. And I said to her, I feel like I can't write this goddamn article. I want to write this article. I know that my audience would benefit from it. But because I have this idea in my head of I should write this, that is somehow, that notion of like I should do this, that's stopping me from doing it. That sounds very weird. But a lot of the times when you have these like rules in your head of like I should do this, you know, I should get up at 6 a.m. and go to the gym. I should go outside and talk to girls. Or in my case, I should write this particular article, or I should cover this topic, or I should talk about this. When you make it a should, it is very easy to then start thinking, but I don't want to right now. And then you kind of get caught up in this weird cycle of like, but then I feel guilty because I should, I'm air quoting. I know you guys can't see me air quoting. I should do this, air quotes. You often get like really stuck in that whole notion of like, I should do this. And you end up not fucking doing this. And then as soon as you, what you're going to find is if you can just like remove that should, air quotes, and say to yourself, okay, I don't have to do this. The world won't end if I don't do this should thing. It's like you're left with a moment or some room to breathe. And then what I found with this particular article, when I took a little time and a little space, I guess you can say, away from like, I should do this. When I just like chilled out for like an hour or two, I was sitting there on my couch, chilling out, going like, okay, I don't have to write this article that I thought I should write. After an hour or two, I was like, I do kind of want to write that article though. And I sat there for a little bit longer and I was like, okay, maybe I'll just like start the article. Like, do you know what fucking happened? I finished the fucking article. As soon as I took away this, like, I should do this, I was left with, well, what do I want to do? And then when I asked myself, what do I want? I was like, yeah, I do want to write the article, actually. It's almost like this weird form of like rebellion or something. If someone tells you that you should do something, a lot of the time you're likely to not do it. And that works with you as well. If you tell yourself, I should do this, like I should go to the gym, I should go outside and talk to girls, a lot of the time you just won't do it. Almost as a weird rebellion or like a laziness, like a procrastination. I don't know what it is, but as soon as you drop that should, a lot of the time you just end up doing it. If you take away the should of going to the gym, you'll sit there for an hour on your couch being a lazy piece of shit, and then you'll be like, I do kind of want to go to the gym, actually. Then you'll like get your clothes on, you'll walk outside, you'll walk to the gym, you'll lift weights, you'll be like, hey, like this was actually decent. I did this because I wanted to, not because I thought I should do it. And what you're going to find as you get further along in this journey, and just as a process of getting older and being more wise and experienced, you got to find there's almost nothing in your life that you should do. There's nothing you have to do. Everything is a choice. You're free to do whatever the fuck you want. You can go sit in a fucking park for the rest of your life if you want and be homeless and do literally nothing if you want to. No one's going to give a shit. You're welcome to do whatever the fuck you want. Do that if you want to. There's very few rules that you have to follow. There's very few shoulds that you should do. And as soon as you stop using the word goddamn should, cut that shit out. As soon as you stop saying, I should do this, you're left with the aching question of, what do I want to do? What would I like to do? What would make me happy? What do I ultimately want? And when you start asking yourself those questions instead of, what should I do? A lot of the time, the answer is right there. And then you'll be like, yeah, I'm going to go and do that. There's like, there's no struggle. There's no inertia. You're just like, yeah, I want to go to the gym. Okay, I will. Let me go. Here we go. I'm at the gym. I've just done my workout. Or I want to show up to girls. Okay, cool. I'll go outside. But if you say to yourself, I should do that, there's always this fucking resistance. It's so goddamn annoying. I hate that's the case, but my answer has always been just stop using the word should. And so the profound thing, I know I said this at the start of the episode, but the profound thing that my girlfriend said to me, Imogen said to me, the way she phrased it was, it was after I had written that article, after I said to her, you know, I should do this, and then I didn't do it. I dropped the should, and then I wanted to do it, and so I did it. She said, well, I guess when you take away the I should do this, you'll often want to do this. And I was like, damn, girl, like, that's pretty fucking, I like that. I'm going to write a fucking article on that. Here I am like a year later doing a podcast, so I kept my promise. I just took a year to do it. But yeah, if I can get one thing across to you, there's going to be a fairly short podcast. There's not a lot to talk about here. It's one pertinent point. Drop the should. Stop telling yourself that you should do something. Take off all that pressure, those expectations. Just sit there and ask yourself, what do I actually want? Like, what do I really want? I don't have to do anything. There are no shoulds. The world won't fall apart if I don't do what I supposedly should do. What do I actually want? And then a lot of the time, you will end up doing the thing that you thought you should do, but you will want to do it. There's no pressure. There's no expectations. You just go outside and do it. It's so fuck. It makes this shit, this self-improvement shit, 10 times easier if you can just cut out the shoulds and just do what you want to do. Because a lot of the time, what you think you should do is really what you want to do. Cut that should out and you're just going to do it anyway. I have this sneaking suspicion that if you cut out the shoulds, every single one of you listening to this are going to end up accidentally being productive or accidentally working on the goals that you thought you should do because you want to do them. So cut out the word should, see what happens, send me a message, leave me a comment, let me know how this goes. I think if you guys can cut out the word should from your life, as in I should do this or I should work on this goal. I think if you can cut that out, you're going to find yourself ironically being 50 times more productive, just with less pressure, less of a struggle, less resistance. And it's a hell of a lot more fun working on goals that you want to work on rather than goals that you think you should work on. And in that spirit, I'm going to end with the sponsor for this podcast, BathMate. It's a dick pump. It makes your dick a lot bigger. I'm not going to say that you should buy it, but I'm going to say if you want to buy it, it absolutely makes sex a million times better. It can help with insecurities if you worry that, you know, I won't be able to satisfy her. I'm not sure if my dick is big enough. It gives you that little boost in the bedroom. It makes your dick like a little bit fatter, a little bit longer, a little bit bigger. It makes sex a lot more of a fun prospect. So if you want to buy that, go and buy that, but you don't have to buy that, and I'm going to say you should buy that. I'll leave a link in the show notes below. You'd really be supporting the show. You make your sex better. Make your dick bigger. Awesome. Do it if you want to. You don't have to do it, and you shouldn't necessarily do it. And I started off the episode being super politically correct, so I want to end it on a really politically correct note as well. Go out there. Have a lot of fun. Fuck a lot of bitches. Get mad pussy. Make money, faggot, nigger, cunt, shit, dick, pussy. I'm going to cut this off because I'm going to get kicked off the air. Bitches.